Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next-generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
The Australian government has announced that no one under the age of 16 should be allowed to use social media from now on. It's the first such decision by a Western government and may even start a trend. But could it work or would it be flouted? Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly has more. Jess, good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Can you tell us any more about what this proposal is from the Australians?
Yeah, this is something that has been touted in Australia for quite a long time. The Australian Prime Minister has said that he believes social media is doing harm to their young people and he's calling time on it. So what they're looking to do is put a ban in place that would prevent under 16s from being on any social platform that could include YouTube, just a flag, and the onus would be on the social platforms to ensure that it is in place and it's in force. The onus will not be on the young person or the parents.
Now, it's a very big ask because I've got an 11-year-old and 12-year-old and say suddenly you can't access YouTube. That would be a big difference. How would the platforms police that in terms of age verification?
Well, it's interesting. This is something that Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram, is already kind of doing on its own. They, in certain parts of the world this year and coming to Ireland next year, have introduced what's called teen accounts. So that is anybody who has correctly entered their date of birth, putting them under the age of 16, will now be placed into a restrictive account that requires parental permission to make any changes to settings or anything like that. Parents will also have eyes on who they're talking to in their DMs. That is being done and policed by artificial intelligence. So if your date of birth is not correct, AI will crawl across the platform, find your photographs, find who you're interacting with, and then make a judgment call. It's then up to the teen to dispute that fact, and they can do so by uploading ID. That's one way. So, you know, artificial intelligence and age verification software. Another way that Meta has actually said in a statement is that, you know, this could very easily be solved with software on the phones. So operating systems that have parental guidance modes established, as well as restrictions in the App Store, could prevent the apps from being available on devices owned by teenagers. However, it's really important to note that not everybody is in favour of this ban. Some safety, you know, outreach, a few other safety charities in Australia have said that it's too blunt a tool to address the problem. Kids will lose out on some of the benefits of social media. It also means that 16-year-olds for the very first time will be introduced to the concept of social media algorithms and all the rest. And perhaps it should be done on a more of a case-by-case basis or utilising tools like the ones that Meta have put into place that would see parents having an element of involvement, an element of control, and also utilising that best judgment.
Yeah, could we look at doing this ourselves or does it need to come from Brussels, would you say?
It is something that potentially we could do on our own. Having read into it, I do wonder if it is the best option. I do think more restrictive measures similar to the Instagram teen accounts is a great idea. I think, you know, involving the parents in the decision. What we don't want is our young children coveting something that has been banned and then driving them to unregulated, unknown, unused by adults social media platforms. I think that could do more harm than good. There's a lot of work being done in terms of online safety here in Ireland. We have our online safety commissioner, we have Commissioner Naman, and obviously we have EU legislation in place as well to protect people online. There's no denying that this is, we've got a long way to go, but I just don't know if a clear-cut ban is the answer.
Yeah, and of course, kids are incredibly inventive and creative when it comes to getting around these things. But as you say, if the AI crawls over the network and sees, you know, happy 11th birthday, Sean, and then Sean is pretending to be 16, maybe they'll be caught out. So let's see what happens. Jess, thank you so much for your time as ever. That is Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent and presenter of Tech Talk, which goes out live every Saturday at 5 p.m. and whenever you want on the podcast.